Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, March 5th, through Thursday, March 11th, 2021. March 5th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, be an active participant in your own salvation. Choose to please me and do not tempt my wrath. These are the times when the doctrines of demons flourish. Do not pride yourself on being liberal. That is an apt description of one who is deceived by Satan, one who accepts sin as a right. In Noah's day, there were many such confused people, which tempted my wrath and lost. They foolishly thought I was not looking at their choices. Learn from past history. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 6th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, take upon yourselves today, in this present moment, the challenge of your sanctification. This requires a purification of purpose. For anyone to increase in holiness, he must, in truth, recognize his faults and failings. This conviction of conscience is the only path to increase in holiness. This alone shows you the importance of each present moment. Just as you recognize your shortcomings, it is of equal importance to acknowledge your strengths. Each soul has special gifts that he can use to strengthen the call to holiness in his community. This requires, first and foremost, humility of heart to see that every strength is my gift and not the result of the soul's effort. Be at peace, then, knowing that it is by my hand you are where you are for my benefit and towards your own sanctification in each present moment. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will, from the flesh, reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will, from the Spirit, reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the majority of the people now on earth are really not in love with me. Some turn to me in a dire need, but most forget me in their day-by-day activities. I desire to be a part of every present moment, a part of every decision, big or small. There is nothing that happens in a person's life that I am not interested in. Are you lonely? I am here for you. Do you have financial needs or decisions to make? Pray, and I will be a part of your decisions. If you are ill, pray to me, your Creator, who knows you inside and out. Do you face your last moments on earth? This is when the depth of your relationship with me counts the most. Unfortunately, some do not have a chance when they draw their last breath to begin to love me. I am always loving you, even when you ignore me or do not love me. I await the reciprocation of my love for you in every present moment. Please do not disappoint me. A note is given to read Psalm 97, 10 through 12. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 8th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, if you do not know how the enemy of your salvation works, then you will be unable to recognize him. He hides behind words such as freedom, right to choose, even racism. He disguises sin to seem good. Those unfamiliar with my commandments are easy prey. Liberalism is another ploy of evil. Liberty should not support the right to sin. The heart of my son mourns the loss of souls who are uninformed that Satan does not play fair and that he lies and cheats to win victory over souls. Each soul must be diligent in his quest for the victory of his own salvation. Never let your guard down. The enemy does not rest. His knowledge is far superior to any human. Use obedience to my commandments to foil his plans. The heart of the world needs to protect its spirit in such a way. Do not worship pleasure. Offer small sacrifices often throughout the day to strengthen your resolve. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 9th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in order to increase in holiness, you must first recognize your failings in virtue. This self-knowledge is the building block of your house of personal holiness. Humility is the mortar that holds these building blocks together. This is because without humility of heart, the soul cannot acknowledge his own shortcomings. Self-knowledge very easily slips through the cracks of pride. Therefore, first and foremost, pray for humility, which is the building block of all the other virtues. The soul who thinks he is humble is the farthest from humility. False humility, which is humility practiced to impress others, causes many a house of holiness to tumble down. Without humility, the self-knowledge needed to increase in personal holiness is elusive. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 12 through 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who possess the Spirit. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in order to keep my commandments, you must love me above all else and your neighbor as yourself. This holy love is the basis of all personal holiness and what you finally will be judged on. When in truth you search your heart for faults and failings, you must judge yourself on these two great commandments. As the soul makes efforts to live in holy love, Satan's favorite ploy is spiritual pride. The soul sees his efforts and progress and begins to regard himself as holy. This, of course, is an attack on humility of heart, for the person who thinks he is holy has not searched his heart well. Another favorite attack of Satan is to use the same pride in people who begin to explore deliverance. They see themselves as above others who do not have the same knowledge. This is only an immature spiritual attitude, for no one knows the extent of Satan's power and knowledge. A healthy prudence is always best in dealing with the enemy. Load your guns of defense against any spiritual enemy with much prayer and sacrifice. The best soldiers against evil use humble prayer and sacrifice, always living in truth. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when you understand that deeper holiness is dependent upon deeper humility, it is then necessary to explore ways in which you fail in humility. Pride is the opposite of humility. Therefore, the soul who wants to become more holy needs to discover areas of pride in his life. Pride is always based upon disordered self-love. This may be demonstrated in placing self first, others last. Pride likes the spotlight and thrives upon self-importance. Pride presents itself as having all the answers, or in concern for how others regard him. Now you must understand that moving deeper into holiness requires a big effort of free will. Free will choices will have to constantly be surrendered to the most humble thought, word, or deed. This choice of deeper holiness has to be supported by much prayer, seeking heaven's assistance. The soul will never build a stronger house of personal holiness without the help of the master carpenter, me. I send the necessary grace through the heart of the Holy Mother. The soul cannot become more holy unless he is willing to try to become more humble. He can only accomplish deeper humility through the enlightenment of prayer. Deeper holiness is the fruit of deeper holy love in the heart. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.